Hi, my name is Shehryar Shamim.
When and where were you born?
So I was born in 1956 in a country that is today called Bangladesh. I was born in a city called Comilla. I wanted to move out of Pakistan because it was a very conservative, strict Islamic country. There were not too many freedoms for people. My dad was not doing too well politically. And he had spent long years under house arrest. I got admission at UCLA.
First, went to an American university. What was your experience like attending?
I was raised in all boys boarding schools run by the Pakistan Army. The whole American education system is so advanced compared to Pakistan.
Well, can you explain more on like what your parents did and more memories of them?
So my mom was a captain in the nursing division of the Pakistan Army. My dad was a captain in the infantry division of the Pakistan Army. So, you know, they, I think, had a very interesting life.
Are some differences of when back then you being raised and raising us today?
Even if you have a lot of money, the society is very different. You can't go out. So your example would be you're 13 years old and you're a girl. In Pakistan, you can't step out of the house as a 13-year-old girl. Somebody has to accompany you.
Meeting mom and how you guys came to be.
I met some people who wanted to help me. And somebody said, hey, why don't you like wait on table? So they took me to this place called Bob's Big Boy. I had to wear like an apron and a funny looking hat. I eventually became a waiter. So the way I met your mom was, she used to be a manager for Bob's Big Boy. So I would go and visit her. I became good friends with her brothers and I became good friends with her family. And basically that's how the relationship started.
So when you and mom first met and when you're gonna have kids and all that and some surprises along the way?
But I think the biggest surprise was that once we had your older brother, we were done having kids. And then 6 years later, mom got pregnant and then she found out that she was going to have twins. So starting a family with twins, and I'm 50 and she's 40, is a pretty big challenge.
So now that you've gone through all of this, from moving from there to America and meeting mom and having kids and starting a family, where do you think you stand in life right now?
I think I've accomplished what's important in life. When I look back, I think I have been pretty successful in my life, coming to a new land which spoke a different language. And this is my home, this is my country, this is my land. You know, I came here in 1980, and here it is 2018. And I have made a life for myself out of nothing. So I think that in itself speaks a lot.
Thank you for taking your time today to have this interview with me.
Thank you, and I love you.